废话。
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Rebus Show. And right now, I have a special guest that stopped by. Her name's Veronica Everett, and she's an inventor. Hi, say hi, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
Put the microphone right down. Right by your lips.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Veronica. It's my fault. There you go. Say hi.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
There you are. How's it going, Veronica?
It's going good.
I knew you as V. Good. Is that okay if I call you V?
Yeah, you call me V. Yeah.
V and I are friends, and you mentioned to me like a week ago that you invented something, and I thought I'd let you come on and say what you have.
Okay. Yes, my name is V. I go by a lot of names. They call me Ronnie when I was younger. I'm giving away my age now. But, yes, I'm an entrepreneur. I have a lot of ideas. I've invented a lot of things. But this one takes the cake.
You okay.
Know, when I got more ideas than Heinz got pickles. But this one is definitely, you know, I believe is the one. A lot of people have told me that, this is it, V. You're going to do it this time. You're going to do it this time. You know, I say I'm going to get rich or die trying. You know, that's my motto.
That's a good motto to have.
I'm a dresser. I like to dress, and I'm a shop dresser at that. And what made me come up with this idea is because it's something I need and use. And I also drive a car. And if you drive a car and you like to dress nice and wear nice shoes, this is the thing for
especially
you.
White shoes, right?
Yeah, especially white shoes, men's white sneakers. A lot of men are worried about their sneakers and white shoes.
All the sneakers are white, right.
Yeah, you know, so... And I wear a lot of heels and boots, and they get ruined when I drive my car. Now, what happens is when you go take your foot from the brake to the gas pedal, gas pedal to the brake, you have friction there.
Right.
And it tears up the bottom of your right shoe. I call it the right shoe syndrome.
Okay.
You know, you get the right shoe syndrome all the time. No matter what you do, that right shoe, if you go in your closet right now, I can guarantee you, anybody that goes in the closet right now, if they look at all their right shoes, they're going to see that it has black marks on it, scuffs. If you have leather shoes, they got the leather rips on the heel. It just happens. There's nothing.
See, I didn't know because I wear dark boots, but yeah. I guess this is a major problem.
No, it's a major problem because everybody, like I said, the young kids love the idea, the older people love it. It doesn't discriminate, you know.
Right.
Like I say, going back and forth, the friction causes that, the right shoe syndrome, as I call it. And I came up with an idea just to stop that from happening because I was ruining so many shoes, thousands and thousands of dollars of shoes. Every year I have to throw out a pair of boots or shoes because the right one's messed up. It's all ripped up. I'm sitting there with fingernail polish. I'm sure the ladies can identify with this, sitting there with fingernail polish trying to color in the little holes and the marks on
the
heels.
Oh, yeah. I've even done that, yeah.
You know.
With my boots, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I use dark marker on the boots.
On the boots. We use fingernail polish on the ladies' boots trying to cover up the holes and the marks. And, you know, it doesn't work. It may cover it up for a little bit, but it really doesn't make it look like new again. You know? Eventually you just got to throw the damn things out and go get some more.
Right.
You know, and I got tired of doing that. So I tried towels. I would take towels to my car. I would buy memory foam mats for the bathroom and cut them up and try to put them in my car. But nothing worked. And I said, listen, you got to come up with an idea because my shoes kept getting ruined.
So what did you come up with?
I came up with V's Guaranteed Shoe Protector. And what that is, it's a half-inch mat made out of memory foam and a satin cloth, satin fabric. And it has Velcro on the bottom, and it Velcros to the bottom, the floor of the car, underneath the gas pedal and the brake. And not underneath it, but like right in front of it. And your heel rests on it. And by that happening...
There's no way of like picking this up and...
Nope, it's Velcro tight. I use industrial strength.
Because I'm thinking it could be dangerous.
Nope, I have industrial strength Velcro.
Okay.
And I give you extra strips to even put down in your car. And the mat has Velcro sewn onto it. And it's Velcro's right down to the floor. I've been using this mat for 2 years. and I've never had a problem.
It's never picked up on you?
Never picked up on me or anything. It really Velcros down tight to the floor. And it's only a half inch height. It's not very thick, you know, but it's just enough to, for your foot to relax on the mat and to stop that marks and rips and stuff from happening.
God damn, if I had white shoes, I'd buy it right now.
Right.
So what do you want to get out there? Do you want to tell them how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, I have a website. You can go to my website, and I have videos on the website showing how it's used and how it works and everything. It comes in several colors. I have a phone number. I have my own phone line, and I have a website. You can order directly on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking, you know, $34.99, but then with inflation and everybody not having money for food and electricity and everything that's going on, I'm going to get rid of it for $19.99 plus shipping. You know, and shipping's about $5.
Oh, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah. You know, so I'm not going to charge what I originally started out to, you know, because I want to get rid of what I have and I want to get it out there that this is a real popular item and that it really works. The thing is that it really works.
Right.
You know, no BS, it really works. You know, and like I said, I've used it for 2 years. I went out and bought all new boots just to see if it was going to work. And at the end of the winter, it worked. Not any of the boots were ruined, messed up. And I also make this mat waterproof. It's waterproof. It's washable. Every month
you throw it in the
washing machine. Because see, what happens is the dirt builds up on it. And that transfers onto your shoe.
Right.
Or your boot or your sneaker.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good to wash it every month. It's good to wash it every month, and it keeps it clean and keeps that dirt from transferring onto your shoe. And the other thing is, it's easier, it's better than using this mat than replacing your shoes every 6 months or a year.
I would think so, right?
You know, the mat saves you a lot of money. I know it has for me. You know, I know it has for me.
Sounds awesome. Did you give out the site?
Oh no, duh. the site—it's a little lengthy. I'm gonna say it very slow. I'm new at this, and computers are not my thing. So I am looking. I'm gonna eventually get a shorter website address. But for now, this is the one we have, and you can order from it directly. And anything. But the website is...
By the way, this is not a commercial. This is a friend of mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is not a commercial. I'm just a friend of Brian. He's trying to help me out and get this off the road. You know, I've been trying for about a year now to promote this.
I think it's interesting. I know an inventor.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a patent and I had trademark and everything. You know, I went all the way. And I also have my own company called Women Empowering Women. And I hire women in the community to make this mat. So I'm not just helping people with their shoes. I'm helping women in the community who can work from home and sew and make this mat for me. I hire women in the
That's
community.
That's great.
You know, but the website is women, W-O-M-E-N, hyphen, empowering, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-I-N-G, another hyphen, women, WOMEN.MYBIGCOMMERCE.com. I know it's lengthy and I apologize. I am working on getting a shorter website name, but for now, that is it. And in a few minutes, I'll repeat the address again.
Well, they could also listen to the archive if they... to pick it up, but if you want to give it out again, that's fine.
Down the road, we'll start with that.
Okay.
Say it again.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you. I thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You want to say hi to your friends? Or and you brought a friend with you.
I brought my best friend, Lori Collins.
Hi, Lori.
She's my...
Hi, how are you?
Right. Good. Man.
Is she, like, managing this? Or?
Yeah, she's my manager. Yeah, we're both managers.
Okay. Sounds good. Unless you have more to say about it...
No, I just wanted to say I'm looking for any investors or people with companies who would like to invest in this or, you know, in a company with me or back me. So I would like to eventually get a Shark Tank, you know, but you need sales before you can move up to that level. But if there's any investors out there or a company looking for a good product, we can definitely work out something.
Sounds great, V. Did you give out the phone number?
Oh, yeah. The phone number is 774-480-5029. That's a direct line to my company, and you can call us if you have any questions or would like to order. Instead of the website, you can also call this number.
Okay. And you wanted to give out the...
Yeah, and I'll give out the website address one more time.
Go ahead.
Women-empoweringwomen.mybigcommerce.com.
All right. Thank you, V.
Thank you so much, Brian.
And you can hang out and listen. If you like rock music at all, you
I'll
can hang out.
I'll hang up for a little while. Yes, I'll hang up for a little while.
And you too. I mean, you know, it's a fun time here. But yeah, we got to get rocking again.
Okay, get rocking.
Okay, thanks, V.
I do what I want and I want what I see. shape was in. I had horns and fins. I'm so free. Don't you know now, baby? I'm so free. Oh, gee. Silver walls. We used to shiver. I used to talk. Then we went down to Times Square. And ever since I've been hanging.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. And yeah, I was going to do a Lou Reed block, but the girls just found out like I'm in a band. Well, they knew, but they never heard my band. So, they're requesting a Thigh Scraper song. I'm not just playing my own band on my own. These guys want to hear it. And then we'll get back to Lou Reed because I had a block set up. But, well, they're still here. Here you go. This is 8-Ball Shifter by the Thigh Scrapers.
Back. I'm a high-flame drifter and I'm ready to go. Give you one for the money.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Read in the paper about a monkey with a sword, and that made me think of my friend George. People said the man was 5'6". Sounds like Georgie with his killing stick. Hey, bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey, bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. You're talking about my friend George. I knew Georgie since he's 8. I always thought that he was great. And anything that George would do, you know that I would do it too. George liked music and George liked to fight. He worked out in a downtown gym every night. I'd spar with him when work was done. We split lips, but it was all in fun. Hey, bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Hey, bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George. Next thing I hear, George has got this stick. He's using it for more than kicks. I seen him down at Smalley's bar. He was wired up. I tried to calm him down. Avenge yourself, he says to me. Avenge yourself for humanity. Avenge yourself for the weak and the poor. Stick it to these guys right through their heads. No, the fight is my music and the stick is my sword. And you know that I love you, so please don't say a word. Can't you hear the music playing? The anthem, it's my call. And the last I seen of Georgie was he running through the door. I says, hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George.
of revulsion, sickening sights. My heart's nearly bursting, my chest choking tight. Waves of fear, waves of fear, waves of fear. Squat on the floor, looking for some pill. The liquor is gone, blood drips from my nose. I can barely breathe. Waves of fear, I'm too scared to leave. Waves of fear, waves of fear, waves of fear, waves of fear. I'm too afraid to use the phone. I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word, crazy with sweat, spittle on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear, pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors, I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror, I hate my own smell. I know where I must be in hell.
.5 WMFO with Lou Reed, Waves of Fear there. Now, Vicky Porter had a request. I've never heard of the woman. I think it's Lena, L-E-N-E, Lena Levitch. And let's check it out. This one's called New Toy on MFO. Heard this, by the way.
to when my woman pawns her voice so she can make her old excuses sound new. But I just want one clue. Cause when the city drops into the night, before the darkness there's one more. Start to dream about a change in style. It's when the slick boys got their fingers, they got their fingers in a telephone dial. But I think I'll just wait a while. Cause when the city drops into the night, before the darkness is one more. Teddy's good trust, just for proof that Teddy was dumb. But listen, you know, I think that they are both just scum. Cause when the city drops into the night, before the darkness there's one moment of light. That's when everything seems clear, the other side is seen. We'll be right back.
But it ain't hip to sink that low unless you're gonna make a resurrection. They're always gonna come to your door. They're gonna say it's just a routine inspection. But what do you get when you open your door? What you get is just another injection. And there's always gonna be one more with just a little bit less until the next one. They're waiting shadows and steal light from your eyes. To them, vision's just some costly infection. But you should come with me. I'm the fire's reflection. I'm just a constant warning, just a constant warning to take the other direction. Mister, I am your connection. Cause when the city drops into the night, before the darkness has one moment of light, that's when everything seems clear. The other side.
Smithereens to join Grant Parker, and they're going to do an unplugged version of a Smithereens song called Behind the Wall of Sleep. Here they are.
Grant, are you sure you know this song? I don't think I remember it.
I don't know anything anymore. Okay.
1, 2.
She had hair like Jeannie Shrimpton back in 1965. She had legs that never ended. I was halfway paralyzed. She was tall and cool and pretty, and she dressed as black as coal. If she asked me to, I'd murder. I would gladly lose my soul. Now I lie in bed and think of her. Sometimes I even weep. Then I dream of her behind the wall of sleep. Well, she held a bass guitar and she was playing in a band. And she stood just like Bill Wyman. Now I am her biggest fan. Now I know I'm one of many who would like to be a friend. But I've got to find a way to let you know I'm not like them. Now I lie in bed and think of her. Sometimes I even weep. Then I dream of her behind the wall of sleep. Behind the wall of sleep. Got your number from a friend of mine who lives in your hometown. Called you up to have a drink. Your roommate said you weren't around. Now I know I'm one of many who would like to be your friend. And I've got to find a way to let you know I'm not like them. Now I lie in bed.
dream of her behind the wall of sleep. 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 Hey! Hey!
We got more with Smithereens and Graham. We may do something together if we can figure out what when MTV Unplugged continues.
It was long ago, seemed like yesterday. Saw you standing in the rain, then I heard you say, to love but it comes out wrong. I want to live but I don't belong. I close my eyes and I see blood and roses. More flowers in the springtime, October we were wed. In winter time the roses died, her blood ran cold, and then she says, I want to love but it comes out wrong. I want to live but I don't belong. I close my eyes and I see blood and roses.
Is calling. And who in her lonely slip, who by barbiturate,
in these realms of love. Who by something blunt? Who by avalanche? Who by powder? Who for his greed? Who for his hunger? And who shall I say is calling? Who by accident? Who in solitude? Who in this mirror? Who by his latest command? Who by his own hand? Who in mortal chains? Who in power? And who shall I say is calling?
Jones doing an old Rod Stewart number, Hot Legs. And who was he with? I'm not sure. It doesn't say here. Could have been Tina Turner, huh? I don't know. If you know, let me know. 855-915-9636. Or you can let me know on Facebook